Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
You've got Trisha from The Morning Show in with Emily because Mike is taking his annual vacation for Christmas. I hope you are too. And if you are, what are you doing up at this hour?
Go to sleep.
I know, right? So, okay, remember yesterday we told you about the whole EPISD thing?
Yeah.
Turns out they got rid of the requirements.
Oh, goodness. Of course they were.
Yep.
You were right. You called it.
Totally caved. So I did this blog on KissElPaso.com, and yesterday I had written the blog and I was waiting for them to say one way or the other. And I had all these, you know, volunteer places ready to go. And I had all these, you know, amazing places that kids could go get some volunteer hours. Well, yeah, there's no point behind that anymore,
right?
Because
you did really good on that blog, because also everyone, I do digital. So thank you for that. So that's the first thing that popped up on my Facebook last night. And I was like, oh, perfect, because you're right on it.
Yeah,
like, great. And now you're gonna start a war late at night.
Yep. So yeah, I just was like, unbelievable. I knew they were gonna do it, but the lame brain excuse that the El Paso Independent School District spokesperson Gustavo Reveles used, I was like, come on, dude.
What was it again?
It was, well, you know, we're absolutely positive that kids are doing their hours.
Oh.
They just haven't logged them in.
There you go.
Come on, dude.
What was
Except
it exactly?
That the 11% who did do it, so they're going to get a braid at graduation. Congratulations.
Yay.
You did what you were supposed to do. But 89% of your classmates who didn't are laughing at you for doing what you did.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I thought that was really, really lame and really, really slimy of EPISD. I thought that was really bad.
Yeah, I don't understand why it's just like, okay, that's it. We'll acknowledge the ones that did, mm-hmm. but everyone else just forget it. It's never going to happen again.
You're going to skate. You're going to totally skate on this. And because you had 4 years to do something and you didn't bother to get any of it done... Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And blame it in logging in.
Yeah.
Really.
Come on, dudes. Come on.
I think they just needed the best excuse they could come up with.
Yep.
In the short notice.
Yep.
Probably wasn't a short notice. I bet you they were thinking about doing this for a long time.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, and it makes me laugh that, you know, for 4 years they've been sitting around and nobody bothered to look.
Right.
Nobody bothered to say, hey, you know, maybe we should check and see if the majority of kids are doing this.
In the comments on the Kiss El Paso Facebook, a lot of people were saying that, well, it's not their fault because they're still kids and we need to guide them. So somebody should have been monitoring all this and let them know it's not the kids' fault.
Oh, please.
Like, really?
Yeah, I can't wait for those kids to get into the workplace or get into college.
Even just college. Yeah, working, of course, and I don't think you're going to get any kind of lenience.
No.
When you're in work, trust me.
Yeah.
But college, good luck. It's kind of worse because you're giving them money. That's how I always saw it. You're paying
exactly
to learn. So if I'm not going to show up, that's just a waste of money.
Right. You know that you're just throwing money away.
Exactly. It's just a waste of everything. And I see high school was kind of like that, too. Some people just wanted to skate through.
Yep.
Not do anything really good. Just, you know, party or do athletics and then...
And then be out.
And peak there.
Yeah.
And then do nothing after.
Well, congratulations, EPISD. You guys really messed up. You guys really messed up.
Kiss FM!
This morning, because Mike, of course, is on his annual Christmas vacation. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yesterday, big talk around here was all about EPISD. And how they were going to be looking into the requirement that this year's graduating students would have to complete 120 hours of community service in order to walk during the graduation ceremony.
Yeah.
Well, apparently somebody dropped the ball because only 11%, a whole 89% of the student body that is going to graduate in May had not done their community service hours.
They just forgot to log them in.
Well, apparently that's what Gustavo Reveles of EPISD, he's the spokesperson, said last night when they said, oh, you know, that whole 120 hours thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Y'all don't have to do that. Sorry, I swallowed a bug. Y'all don't have to do that, right? So last night, EPISD decided that the 11% of kids who did what they were supposed to do, who did the community service hours, who managed to make it onto the internet and managed to log their hours in, they're going to get a braid at graduation.
Oh, how wonderful.
Isn't that nice?
That's so sweet of them.
Oh, that's super sweet of you guys, EPISD. Now, in talking with some friends of mine, we formulated a theory.
Okay.
Our theory is that EPISD, and I don't know if this is true or not, this is just our theory, that EPISD might have lost out on some money because you buy your graduation announcements through the school.
Yeah.
And you buy your cap and gown through the school.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And so we're wondering, how much money would EPISD have lost if they put the hammer down on 89% of their students and said, you guys can't walk?
Oh, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they bring them in and they have all the students sign up.
Well,
and,
yeah. That's where you get all your stuff.
Yeah, that's where you get your money from.
Well, and you know that the school district has to get some money of that.
Yeah, of course.
They've got to get some cut.
Of course.
And so I was talking with a couple of my buddies yesterday, and I was like, why would they completely trash the efforts of 11% of their students in favor of 89%? And then we were all shaking our heads. We were like, gosh, can't imagine. I don't know why. And then I was like, wait a minute. I said, doesn't your kid buy their announcements, their commencement announcements, their cap and gown, their class ring?
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff. They buy that through the school. Because I know that that's how we did it when I went back in the dinosaur era when I graduated.
Yeah, and that's how I did it.
And that's how you did it. And so I was thinking, well, maybe it's because they were going to lose a lot of money.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because if you have that many, well, you know, you can't participate.
Right.
Well, then the only 11% are going to buy
stuff
here.
Yeah, exactly. So my whole theory and the theory of a couple of other friends who have kids in EPISD.
Yeah.
And whose kids in the next couple of years are going to be graduating and are going to have to go through the school to get their stuff.
And don't have to worry about volunteer hours
And don't
anymore.
Have to worry about volunteer hours anymore. So, yeah, that was the theory that we came up with.
That's a good theory.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering if EPISD was like, man, we're going to lose a bit of change here.
Yeah,
let's just go ahead and wipe this off the books.
It always comes back to money.
I think so too. Mm-hmm.
I think you're right.
So that's my big conspiracy theory. EPISD, we'd be more than happy to have you on the show if you want to call us and talk about this. It's 880-9393. You can give me a call. We'd be more than happy to put you on the air. Kiss FM. Okay, so Christmas, just around the corner, right?
Right.
This is not a story about shopping. This is a story about how really uncomfortable Christmas is going to be for Selena Gomez, her mom, and Justin Bieber.
Uh-oh.
So we all know that Justin and Selena are getting back together, so much so that they're actually in couples therapy.
What?
I know. To try to figure out what went wrong the first time, like it wasn't because they were just too young.
Uh-huh.
But so they're in couples therapy. Well, Selena's mom got so worked up when she found out how serious things are between Selena and Justin that she had to be taken to the hospital.
What?
Yeah, TMZ says that law enforcement was called to the LA area hotel where she was living or staying at the family's request.
Wow.
Yeah, and so she was taken to a nearby hospital to get checked out. She was not under a psych hold, but she was voluntarily transported for treatment. This is somebody who's not happy about Justin Bieber being back in her daughter's life.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, so apparently Justin is a huge trigger for Selena's family, and a lot of them are like, we will never forgive you for destroying her a couple of years ago. And remember, for a while, she dropped out. She dropped out of sight because she was like, I got to get over this.
Yeah, she was destroyed completely.
Yeah.
She went into hiding. Maybe, honestly, they say if you're that stressed and that freaked out, that's what leads to problems.
Right,
and look,
exactly.
She had to have that surgery.
She had to have that, was it a kidney transplant, I think it was?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so her mom was released from the hospital the same day. But sources are saying that she's going to give Selena time and space to figure out what she wants to do. But the family already weighed in, and they were like, man, let's be careful. Let's go slowly,
man.
Okay? Because, yeah, her mom is like, this just about killed you the last time.
What did he do? That's what I know there was rumors.
Yeah.
Well, it must have been something way worse.
Yeah.
The
rumor,
cheating.
Of course, is that he cheated on her and everything. But then, you know, there's tons of other rumors going on around, you know, what he supposedly did. But yeah, I mean, man, you want to talk about dramatics, you know?
Of course.
Oi. Kiss FM. And we've got Crystal on the phone. She's going to tell us what she's recently done that would send her mom to the hospital because Selena Gomez has gotten back together with Justin Bieber, and apparently it put her mom in the hospital because she was so freaked out about it. And she was there for a whole day, and her family's like, oh, my God, you're going to kill mom. So, Crystal, what have you done recently that would put your mom in the hospital?
I dyed my hair pink.
Oh, I've been there.
Oh, girl.
Every color.
Over and over again, this one.
Yep.
So why did you dye your hair pink?
I don't know. I dyed it, I bleached it, and I wasn't happy with how yellow it was getting, so I decided I'm going to change colors, and I went with pink.
Oh, girl. Well, you know, if you win the room package, you'll be very festive on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, oh, sweetie. Yeah. We've got your name in the hat, and we'll let you know in about an hour if you won that room package to the Black and Gold New Year's Eve party at the Best Western Plus. Thanks so much for calling, Crystal.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
And so we're asking, what have you done in the last 6 months that would put your mom in the hospital? That way, we're going to put your name in the hat for the Black and Gold New Year's Eve party at the Best Western Plus. Hey, Sophie.
Hi.
Do me a big favor, sweetie. Turn your radio down. Oh, there. Okay.
It off.
Much okay. Better. Much better. Okay. So what have you done in the last 6 months that would put your mom in the hospital?
Well, I've been dating my ex-husband. And we're going to get married on Christmas, but we're not going to tell my mom till Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Have that ambulance ready.
Okay, so ex-husband. So how long have you guys been exes?
About 20 years, but this would be round number 3.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. You just can't quit him.
No, I can't quit mom in the hospital already.
Oh, girl. Okay, well, call us like on Tuesday or Wednesday and tell us how it all turned out.
Well, by then I'll be married.
Okay, you'll be a married lady by then. Well, if you win, you'll be a married lady with tickets to the Black and Gold New Year's Eve party. So we'll call you if you win, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Sophie. Oh, my. That should be a Merry Christmas for those guys.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the most awkward there. Justin Bieber might have something beat, right, finally.
Third time around.
Third time's a charm, girl.
Oh, Sophie. Give us a call at 880-9393 if you want a chance at that room package to the Black and Gold New Year's Eve party at the Best Western Plus. New Year's Eve next week, right?
Already.
I know, actually Sunday night.
Oh, God.
Because Monday is New Year's Day.
True.
Yeah. Okay, so Sunday night.
Too many things.
I know, right? We've got the Black and Gold New Year's Eve party at the Best Western Plus, I-10 and Airway. And so what you're going to get, here's what you could win. Okay. You could win a room package, and it's the room for two for one night, late checkout at 1 p.m., brunch for two the next morning, two tickets to the Black and Gold New Year's Eve party, party favors, champagne toast, and general drunken debauchery. We're going to have so much fun at this party.
Nice.
We have kiss parties. If you've never been to a kiss party, trust me, a room package is the way to go.
It's perfect.
Because we party, party, party. So we are asking for the story, the thing that you've done in the last 6 months that would put your mom in the hospital. Now, the reason why we ask is because Selena Gomez getting back together with Justin Bieber was enough to put her mom in the hospital for a day and enough for her family to tell her, yo, do you really want to get back with Justin?
Hey,
you think this
mama.
Is a good idea? So, Elizabeth, what is the one thing that you've done in the past 6 months that would put your mom in the hospital?
Well, I have an elderly mom, and she's about 83. I lost her cat, and I had to replace the cat. She still doesn't know about it.
Oh, my goodness. No wonder.
And I don't plan on telling her. My sisters want me to tell her, but I don't think I can.
Well, you're talking to the original cat lady, Emily.
I am a hardcore cat lady.
Emily is a hardcore cat lady. And so the idea that you've replaced a cat.
Exactly. Uh-huh. It's a horrible thing, but I mean, it got out of the house, so...
It got out of her house.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Didn't find it.
You were nice enough to get another one. A lot of people would be like, oh,
I have to.
You know, they always make more cats. Trust me.
I know. That's true.
That's true.
That is very true.
I saved it from the shelter. You know.
Well, there you go. Oh, okay. Well, sure. Okay. We'll totally look at the we'll look at the glass half full, Missy.
There you go.
Okay, Elizabeth, we've got your name in the New Year's Eve hat. We will be drawing a name around 8:45, and if you win, we'll give you a call.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Have a good day. Hey, Erica.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so we're talking things that you've done recently that are going to put your mother into the hospital. Selena Gomez put her mom into the hospital for a day because she's getting back together with Justin Bieber. So we want to put your name in the hat for this room package for the Black and Gold New Year's Eve party at the Best Western Plus. Have you ever been to a Kiss party?
No.
Oh, dude. I'm telling you, man, they are so much fun. This is the reason why we give you that 1 p.m. checkout, because you're going to need it. So, Erica, tell us your story that would put your mom into the hospital.
Well, of course, when I got my first tattoo, my mom flipped. So no more tattoos. And now my daughter just turned 18, is wanting to go get her first tattoo. And I'm going to take her, and we're going to get matching tattoos.
Oh, that's so cute.
So it's the taking her and the matching tattoos.
Yes.
Man, you're going to put your mom in the hospital for a week.
Yes. She's going to flip. We're not getting no tamales this year.
I was like, surprise her on Christmas. Don't say anything till Christmas.
I know, right? Until after you've eaten.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, Erica, your name is in the New Year's Eve hat. We'll call you if you win.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.